Let's do something dumb.
Dumber every day podcast.
Smoking methamphetamine.
Forget it, what state I've ever been
let's
on.
Get on the nah, nigga, you're the problem.
Bro.
The fucking town retard.
That's a heart of heart.
It's not gonna stop me.
Hey, you probably eating some dirty pussy.
Gross. The people didn't want none of that smoke.
She said the hard R. Yeah. If her dick's bigger than mine, yes, we're going toe to toe.
Welcome to Dumber Every Day. Let's start this fucking podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Dumber Everyday Podcast. In this familiar voice, L-L-O-Y-D, a.k.a. The Thick Slugger. We are in Toxicity Studios on this beautiful Sunday, joined by the co-host, Gabriel, a.k.a. The Spaceman, a.k.a. The Zaza King.
A.k.a. The Lonely Demon, dude.
A.k.a. The Lone Ranger.
I know, dude. How long will I be on this quest?
I don't know, man.
I had my first prospect this week that made me feel the butterflies.
Ah, oh, those first butterflies, man.
Dude,
those
I was like
first talking butterflies.
I was like a young teen again.
Oh, man. Because
she had a literally, this was the only qualification, a normal human torso, dude.
Oh,
dude. It wasn't hoof related.
What?
Like hoof related? It didn't, like a body shape that would have hooves. you know what I mean?
You could have been a fucking a centaur, but as long as you have the torso.
Yeah, she got like normal human female torso shape. Normally, I'm dealing with. You know what I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying she.
Yeah. So I'm normally my prospects are wide of back, wide of everything else.
Jesus.
A lot of wide of organ, a lot of heavy organs.
Smelly of mouth.
Yeah, or like smelly of crevices and shit. Like they got a crevice and shit. They have crevices on their body that aren't. That shouldn't be. Yeah, they wouldn't normally be considered a crevice.
Normally flat.
Yeah, dog.
They got hills and valleys. Where
this girl scoped me out, dude. It was an autistic boy's dream. She called me to come sit in our group area, and then she like made the class. Basically, she's like the person to fuck everything up where everyone normally sits. She's like, well, we should all sit with our groups.
Nice.
Teacher's like, all right, yes, let's sit with our groups. So we all, and I got that annoying fucking chick away from me that didn't give me paper that one time.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, dude, fuck that bitch. She was all pissed too.
Hell yeah.
Trying to get up on my stank all the time. I got some new fucking scent, bro.
You're walking in there like an Armenian just stinking
no,
up the
no,
place.
No, I'm very wary of too much cologne.
Yeah.
So I do three sprays max, bruh. I do one on the chest and two on the arms, bruh, on each arm. And that's it. Because if you too stinky, it's like desperation.
Yeah.
And that was always my mistake for many a year. For a long time, I used to hit up like, even like Winko and shit. I would be like, hella. With all these, they're like, what is this? Oh, it's ass. He's trying to cover up the ass. Because they're like, what is this person? What? There's a reason for the overabundance of.
Yeah.
You got either smell breath. I'm always rocking gum or I always have Altoids. This is like a weird autistic shit I always have on me. I always have Altoids.
Your inventory is crazy, Gabe.
Dude, this is all I gotta ask you is like, dude, what do you keep in your center console? Because I'm trying to get rid of clutter in my life. Okay, this is like a big announcement. I realize I'm retarded. Like retarded.
Jesus Christ.
I know that's kind of just thrown in there. But like, I realized that date was a big highlight last weekend of I've been definitely some ADD or ADHD issues my whole entire fucking life.
You take this psychology class, now you're trying to self-diagnose.
No, it's not even because self-diagnosis is even on this one, you know something's off. Like you've already known for a long time. Like it's called neurodivergent. It's so stupid what people call it. Like when they call themselves neurodivergent, you're fucking retarded. You're just a little bit dumb.
Your brain's not right.
In general, it's. I can live a normal fucking life if I start to study. Either I do heavy medication. My sister's been on medication her whole fucking life. I didn't know that. My sister's been on like Ritalin and Adderall her whole fucking life. I didn't know
that's
that.
Oh, that's so skinny.
I didn't know she's been medicated. She's like, yeah, duh, we're from the same stock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to do the other way.
When I gets to fidgeting,
yeah, mama
gives me Ritalin.
Fidgeting, all that shit. I'm like, I thought that was normal, bro. I really thought like leg shaking.
We've been telling you.
That was the first like highlight of something was up.
We've been telling you, like, stop tapping.
Let me tell you this.
I had to buy fucking toys for you to play with when we started the pod, man.
Let me tell you this. You're more accepting because, I mean, you got something wrong with you too. But fuck people that point that shit out. I'm just saying, general, as someone that's starting to get real of what this is, fuck people that point shit out. Fuck people that monitor drinks. Fuck people that, like, pay attention to the weird shit about people. Like, dude, that's fucking weird as fuck too.
Oh, people that monitor drinks are like predators.
It's weird as fuck. Yeah. Like, when people are like, drink up, or like, dude, leave me the fuck alone. Like, fuck off. Yeah. Like, let me do what I want
to
do.
You don't tell me what to do.
You need a sippy cup? Yeah, go get me one. Go buy me one now that you said that, bruh. Yeah. Like, this shit's annoying as shit. Like, fuck people that point that shit out on other people. I'm just saying that, number one. I'm taking it back.
No, that shit, I see it all over the place on Instagram.
Oh, not like that. Like, oh, I'm ticking like that. I'll catch it down like that.
Goddamn, let me get a goddamn word in.
Let me go. Go.
You're gonna be like pro fucking retard power empowerment. Not like
that. No, I'm not gonna push it on other people, but if people step on my shit, I'm gonna be really mean back.
What do you mean?
Like, if people are like, oh, you're doing something, so I'm like, yeah, cause like, fuck you. Like, what's it to you? I'm gonna just be extremely just shitty.
Why are you pointing at me all the time?
That too is
I'm retarded, bitch. Let me point at you.
Yeah.
Like, no, or you can just stop pointing at people.
No, dude.
Yes. No. It's not right. Or you can just not tap on the cup for an hour straight, giving people headaches.
But what if I can't do that? That's, I mean, it's medication, or like, it's me monitoring it. That's the whole thing. I'm gonna be monitoring that the whole time. Why can't I just be myself?
Where you're... Gabe, we went on that road trip and gave me the craziest headache because you wouldn't stop crinkling the bottle.
I didn't. Now I'm aware now.
I told you like four times.
Yeah, but you don't want to know that you have something wrong with you. Oh, shit. Look at that.
I know. Are we about to lose power?
I don't know about that. This is up to you. You're the Power Ranger, dog.
I'm the Power Ranger.
Anyways, but it does too. Like, I do this. I fucking dominate conversations, and it's crazy because I need to pick up on cue when to like shut the fuck up.
Gonna start just doing shit and blame it on autism.
No, well, I'm now super hyper aware of it. I'm like, oh shit, I'm doing this, or I'm like manic in a weird way, or I'm like, I'm paying attention to something dumb. Like, yeah. this is not doing what I need to be doing. I need to have ulterior goals and remind myself all the time. Like, damn. Oh yeah, does this part of my goal? Oh, it's not. What am I doing?
There you go.
It's like, I need to be.
Well, you're right. People can't take you. Fuck them.
I mean, it's just in general. I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to live in this. I don't want to. Masking is a thing I did for a long time, and I didn't know what
bullshit,
that was.
Bullshit, nigga. I grew up with your ass. Well, you didn't mask at all.
You're literally like almost like my brother. You have the most time with me when I'm myself.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I have no mask around. That's what I mean. It's so weird.
Mask off.
That's so creepy because a lot of it's people do this shit for years. So when they start to untake their mask, they do start to lose a lot of people and friends and shit. They're like, oh, wait, there is something really wrong with this person. So, but you've known me for without my mask for so fucking long. That's the thing is, I'm realizing, I'm like, why haven't fucking, I wanted to jump into a professional job or get busy again, like real busy. It's because I have to mask up again. I have to be like, oh, I'm not retarded to be professional. I can't be tipping and tapping and on an interview. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to really mask up again, bro. It's some weird shit, dog.
Damn, Gabe.
I know.
You actually came to terms with being retarded.
It was a mind-blowing thing.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that date was like a real highlight for me, bro.
You had your epiphany. It was the worst one to ever have.
I know, dude. Adult ADHD, dude. It makes a lot of sense, though, for how I interact with the world.
There's this movie scene where this guy, he's like, I'm retarded. And then he looks in the mirror and there's like a Down syndrome person staring back at him.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
I know, bro. At least I'm not crazy retarded, though.
Yeah.
This is like a anxiety thing. I'm like, I get nervous for no... I'm like, I've been watching too many videos on it, but it's like a floodlight, right? I don't know how your attention is directed or whatever, but you can focus it, right? Like a flashlight.
I don't know.
Like, you can sit down and you're like, hey, I want to play Square Enix games for a couple hours and then make some ribs or whatever. And then that's your focus. That's your spotlight. You're going to, like, having fun, enjoy playing a few games until you're like, yawn. You're like, I'm bored, all right? I'm going to go do this. ADHD or whatever is like a, like, instead of a flashlight, it's like a floodlight.
Uh-huh.
So you're just accepting everything, like, everything that doesn't matter. Oh, like, oh, there's a car that drove by. Oh, there's, like, this. Oh, that's a weird... Why'd that commercial show that? Like, what... You're, like, accepting all these weird things that don't have nothing to do with anything.
Uh-huh.
That's where your attention's, like, scattered.
Damn.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog!
What are you gonna do about it, Gabe?
I can... focus now. Like, if you're cognizant of it, aware of it. Oh, yeah,
you were talking about taking some Amazon fucking... What was it called? The BCA...
DMAE or whatever?
DMAE.
It's like your acetylcholine for your brain. It's like your acetylcholine is like your thought powers. Like your nutrient for thoughts.
Sick. I should get some.
It's B1. Vitamin B1.
Is, oh.
Yeah.
It's just B1.
Yeah, dog. It's in eggs and shit, bruh.
I've been eating eggs, dog.
I know. Well, you get your nutrients and shit. That's what I mean. I don't know. I have to do experiments on you. It'd be fun, dog.
Hell yeah. I'll be your guinea pig.
Yeah, dude. You do trials, bruh. But I'm starting to now be aware, because I didn't know my attention was that fucked, bruh. It's fucked.
I don't know, Gabe. I've seen you super hyper-focused every time you pick up your phone. That's the
shitty thing about that thing is when you hyper-focus on something,
uh-huh.
It gets locked in for a dumb amount of time. TikTok is like... It number one, making it worse, and it's the thing that like lock onto whatever it is. Jiu-jitsu's fun, I lock onto that, and then I don't have to distract me for anything, so I'm locked onto that. It's something like that. Something, it has to be interesting to lock onto it. Oh, okay.
Anytime there's pussy around, you're hyper focused, man.
No, but that's the thing, is it gets me to everything's firing so fast that I'm tipping, tapping, and my mind's racing faster than I can talk.
Oh.
That's why I talk faster. Number one, people that talk faster, they're like, number one, what's wrong with them? Why are they nervous and why are they talking so fast? That's the immediately they're like, it's a put off. It ain't cool. It ain't what's up.
Damn, Gabe.
I'm learning about life.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do this together in this pod, bruh.
We're getting through it, man.
Yeah, dog. This tism, dog.
Hell yeah.
It's too like how I value like people and friends and shit. You guys like because you guys made it past, I don't know what, barriers or whatever. But I know you guys won't judge me in some type of way. But like new people, that's why I like, even like when I text people or start to get to know people, it's so long before they even make it into like my contacts. Because I'm like ADHD. Like sometimes it's like fucked up, but you don't keep up with people. Because it's not stimulating in you in a weird way. Like fucking, so like if you're talking to someone and then like things fizzle out,
uh-huh.
For me it doesn't, because I'm so distracted by everything else, but to them maybe it hurt their feelings. They're like, what the fuck, we were talking and it didn't go anywhere, what the fuck.
Well, Gabe, I've seen you with your feelings.
I know, yeah.
A lot. Anytime something fizzles out.
Because it's a hyper-focus of that.
Oh.
I hyper-focus on that because it was so stimulating.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, and then it's gone.
So Tinder's your like worst enemy, man.
Yeah. All the shit I do is my worst enemy, bro. And I'm like doing it like... like fast.
You gotta change your ways, boy.
Well, it's... think about if I never had... would have honed in on it. I would have just been getting worse and worse and worse and worse and never known.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to believe all that was something else, bro. Oh. It is something else, dog. Anyways, let's get in your tops. I'm just togging it up.
Oh, that's all right. I got a couple tops.
Jump in, bro.
So, remember the other, last week I was talking about getting a video game?
Did you make the mistake, too?
Of buying the video game?
Of getting it.
No, I bought it. It wasn't the one that I wanted. It was a different one. It's a remake of Tales of Symphonia.
Oh, yeah. They did it on HD, too. How do you like it?
It's all right. But the story is when I went to go buy the game.
Oh, will they look at you funny?
This nigga was too cool. He was wearing a Clippers basketball jersey. He had his tips frosted.
Oh, damn.
And I walked up and I was like, hey, how's it going? And he just looks at me. And I'm like,
oh,
all right.
Yeah. That's when you leave. I don't deal with that service, bro.
It was the closest GameStop to me.
I would literally drive across town for that. For that slight, I would be like, nah.
I was, okay, so.
Can I get someone professional? I would just be shitty back.
Yeah, right? I was like, all right. Can I get Tales of Symphonia on the Switch? And he doesn't say anything. Just starts typing in his computer, tap, tap. And I'm like, He still doesn't say anything, turns away from me, starts digging through the drawers, pulls it out, and then scans it, and then looks at me, and he's like, yeah, I don't think I could sell this to you. And I'm like, why? And he's like, well, it just came out 2 days ago, right? And I was like, I think so. Why? And he's like, yeah, people pre-ordered it. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, they got 2 days to pick it up, so I can't sell it to you. I'm like, are you trying to tell me, like, are you trying to say that you only have the amount that's been pre-ordered and that's why you can't sell it to me? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, but online it said I could buy it and pick up in store right now. Do you want me just to purchase it online and then you can hand it to me?
Yeah.
And he's like,
why go out of your way to make shit shitty?
Dude.
What an asshole.
And he's like, no, if you did that, I still wouldn't give it to you. And I'm like, what? All right, bro. What fucking stores have it that I can go pick it up right now? And then he's like, he starts typing in his computer. And he's like, all right, I'll sell it to you. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, what? You would just, I would literally call him an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like, why'd you have to be such an asshole about all this,
right,
sir? Like,
I was so pissed.
After he hands it to you, because you're going to be shitty about that asshole remark. Because it's their literally like hold of power.
Dude, it was the craziest thing ever.
That's weird as fuck. It's some weird shit. Like, you should literally write that shit on the review of that place.
I'm not caring. But
no, for real. Like, what a, like, I would call him out. I'm like,
crazy, right?
I would literally stand there and be like, bro, do you feel good about yourself?
I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Like, literally call about, like, do you feel like a good puff in your chest? Like, what was that, bro? Like,
I have no idea.
You should literally pull him aside and be like, "What, bro, do you feel okay? Are you okay?
I'm like, is this guy just too... Is he cool-guying me right now?
Yeah,
is
that biggest bird in you, bro? Dude. That's like... Bro, you know, what, like, the, you know what the biggest
bird... with the video games in each hand.
Bro!
Flying around the store.
You know how many teenagers that fool gets to deny and fucking smirk at and wink at and shit?
I bet you any... what's the ratings on the game that's like Call of Duty? You have to be 17 to buy or some shit?
Dude.
He IDs every kid going in there.
Bro, that's the craziest power trip ever, but that's some micromanaging... mid-manager bullshit. I was
like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, no, you biggest bird. You should have played that the biggest bird, like, song. Dude, for real.
Yeah.
Make it, you know, a biggest bird's hate, number one, smirking is number one biggest bird ammo. Smirking and just calling out just...
Like, why are you doing this right now,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, bro, what was this all for? Yeah. Like, for real. Like, and just laugh at how... Like, it's like this, it's weird top G bullshit.
It was fucking
insane. It's weird.
It was insane, man.
God damn. But okay, here's, because I've recently bought a game too, and I did it all square too. I played the $60 and
what
I bought
game?
Octopath.
Oh, you bought Octopath on what?
On PS4, bro.
Oh, I didn't know it was on PS4.
Yeah, it dropped like 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
Here's my take on Octopath. Because I've wanted to play these games for so long.
Uh-huh.
This is a handheld game.
Yeah.
These aren't for PlayStation or Xbox type of playing.
No, they're fucking...
It's so much story, it's insane.
Oh, is it?
It's a lot
like
of story.
Like a lot of cutscenes and...
Yeah, but it's 2D cutscenes, so they're just sprites talking.
Oh my god!
They have voices, and it's really well done. But I'm like, bro, this is like Lord of the Rings esque. You can't. You gotta be paying attention, and everything means something. And then
you're past that. Like
any game that's like it's so like cool looking, but any game that's Oblivion. Fucking any older Elder Scrolls or any older PS3 game blows this shit out of the water. Like,
oh, that game's made for furries, dog. If you think about it,
it's cool. Like, I wanted to see what this thing was, and I'm glad I got it to be like, oh, I don't need to get a Switch. I don't need to get all that.
Yeah,
I have this right here, the best brand new spanking thing. You can do 8 different storylines, all kinds of characters, and it's so intricate and all. There's all the classes, and I'm like,
and it sucks.
God, I'm like, there's so much reading. It's just reading, bro. I'm just reading this novel, bro, and it's just like dialogue. I'm like, where's the I want to fight some monsters, bro. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
but it is placed like Pokemon with it, where you're dipping around and then you run into shit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, I see it. I want to get it a little bit going, but I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, should I download Warzone on the background?
There you go.
If I play a game, I want it to be doing something to my brain.
Oh, you get Warzone, I can play with you.
All right. Let's do that again. I'm going to be more social this time. But fucking FPS is good for your brain. You are working spatial tracking, and it's good for your. It's healthy for your brain. What's a waste is like puzzle games and other shit like that. Kind of racing games are useless almost for your brain.
You just go in a circle.
Yeah, dog.
Oh, I got another topic, Gabe.
Jump in. I'm autistic. Jump in.
So, you know, I've been going to the gym like crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, this nigga, this fucking... So, all the resolutionists are gone now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why I'm going to jump in now.
But there was this fucking fat bit... His bitch tits were bigger than mine. Fucking Mexican guy wearing a... Like a seafoam polo... And like Birkenstocks and shorts, like I'm talking like cargo shorts.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in, he looked at me, and I noticed like he looked at me, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Because I've never seen this guy before.
I do this one now.
I don't talk to anyone in the gym.
I know you don't do that anymore. That's not a thing.
No. So I went in, did my stretches, and then I'm doing my warm up, which is I was doing tricep extensions.
Yeah.
Tricep. There's no back involved in this. And this nigga comes up to me, he's like...
Oh, got the tips?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's trying to give me a fucking tip. I'm like, dude, you look worse than me. I don't. Which, first off, that's my number one rule, is never take any kind of diet, exercise, life advice from people that look worse than you or in a worse place than you.
Exactly. I'm now backing off on any type of giving any type of advice until, like, I'm doing this autistic shit until it's asked for. If someone wants it, they'll ask for it. Like, anything else is like that weird response, because there's like five different ways to say no politely, or like, oh, that's a good take, whatever, and just keep doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But he comes up to me and he's like, hey. And I have both my headphones in, and I look over, and he's like standing there trying to talk to me. I take one out, and he's like, hey man, you should really keep your back straight. You can fuck it up like that. And I'm like, this guy knows nothing. It's a tricep extension.
Yeah.
How am I going to fuck up my back? He has no idea. And I just look at him, I'm like, all right, bro. Yeah. And I put my headphone in, and I just kept doing it. This guy's fucking pissing me off. People coming at me, Gabe.
I know.
I don't know why.
It's because, it's because you're not autistic. You're not off-putting. They're like, I'm going to go tell this young lass right here. This
nigga's coming after me.
I'm going to come tell this young trans man that how to do some tri-steps.
Right? These arms are tiny, too.
I know. That's some, I forgot what they call it. They're like, it's like...
Bird arms, dude.
It is bird arms, dude. It's jiu-jitsu arms, too. Like, all those dudes, they have skinny-ass arms that aren't on roids.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, my triceps look way better than any part of your body.
Dude, okay, let me ask you this, because you're my workout expert also. You're Mr. Workout to me.
What's up?
You're doing all these arm shits, but, like, all this whole time you've been trying to get a six-pack. So I'm like, in my head, I was thinking about it when I was driving, like... Wait, you not? Do you do six pack shit?
Six packs are made in the kitchen.
So you do no sit ups and no twists.
I do the crunches at the gym at the end.
At the end,
that they.
You don't think it would have any impact if you went straight? Like, cause I'm like in my Pinterest, I'm doing like the
HIIT workout. Oh yeah, it's gonna help, but you're not gonna. Six packs are made in the kitchen.
So you
have to be lean. You have to be
really. That's what I'm asking. You're doing no six pack except for the crunches, but you're working your arms, but you want a six pack.
Yeah, but I'm also doing like when you stand up and you curl,
yeah.
You're doing core.
Yeah, that's a core exercise. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're leaning to the side.
No, I'm not leaning. I'm talking about just by holding weights when you're standing.
Oh yeah, your core
gives it's going to stabilize your core. Okay. Improving those muscles.
So you're never going to be a core guy that's doing all the crazy lifts and
Lose enough weight,
the flutters.
You know how heavy my legs are right now.
Okay, so that's what I mean. So you're not working the core at all, like muscle wise. Like you're
I do doing... the I do I use the crunch machine when I right before I leave.
Okay,
that's it though.
Sheesh.
But there's no real point, because you're not gonna see it until I shed some more weight. You got to be 15% body fat to see 4 of your abs, and then once you get to 10, then you can see the six pack.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm probably sitting at like 30% body fat. Oh, dude, right, I'm like
80% body fat.
It's fucking insane.
I'm literally clinically obese, bruh.
Yeah.
God damn.
Which they're talking about changing that. The Americans are talking about changing the BMI.
Fuck. We change everything. Literally, all our cars are like double the size of any kind of standard car in like Europe and shit.
Good.
Like, even like your Altima, they're like, what is this beast?
Yeah.
Everything else is like this size of this table, and you can fit like four Armenians in there.
Yep.
God damn, bro. But you on that bike, dog. Get into it. You chopping it up now, yeah, bro.
I got a hog.
You're a legit Sons of Anarchy now, dude.
I'm trying to contribute to the chaos, man.
What are you going to... Are you going to join a biker gang?
I'm going to start a biker gang. I ain't joining shit.
Oh, well, get Mark to join that biker gang.
I know. I already told Mark I bought a bike.
Oh, well.
Because we were talking the other day, like a couple weeks ago. I was like, Mark, we should get motorcycles. He's like, fuck yeah, I want it. And then he was like, I always wanted this one. And it was like some crazy expensive one. I'm like, you don't have to just... It's not just that or nothing. You could. There's bikes in between. He's like, nah. I'm like, yeah. All right, man.
But I thought he had his crotch rocket.
Mark?
Oh, we're talking about two different Marks.
Oh, you're talking about Asian Mark.
Yeah. Get him in the gang. He's a good lad. He'd bring around a lot of fun, is what I'm saying.
He just wanted to get...
Hey!
Oh.
Hey!
So,
But both Marks are definitely in the game.
Yeah. Well, one of them for sure. You gotta have the muscle, Mark, dude. You gotta... You pull that big-ass nigga in the motorcycle gang.
He's a sergeant of arms.
Hell yeah.
You have to have, the fucking... The patches out, dog.
Yeah. So I got pulled over the other day.
I know. Tell me about this. You didn't tell me.
Nigga.
Oh,
nigga.
Here we go. We're getting into it. This is getting into
it. I'm so pissed. I was on the way to the gym. And this is 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's prime time.
So I'm going down, what's that, Reel?
Oh,
right before I turn left to get to the gym.
Yeah.
So there's a car. It pulls out of the Wendy's parking lot. And it's heading the opposite way of me. And I was like, okay, we're kind of like equal distance to the turn. I'm going to let them go first. But then he's driving super slow. So then I'm just sitting there waiting for him to come. Last minute, he throws on his blinker. I'm like, dude, if you would have done that way back there, I could have been gone, you know?
Yeah.
Throws on the blinker, turns. And I'm like, oh, it's a cop.
Yeah.
And then I turn, follow him, and he starts slowing down. Now he's going 10 miles an hour.
Of course.
And then, like, I'm not tailgating him, but I'm like, I'm not super far away either. I'm like... 10 miles away,
yeah.
Distance. 10 miles per hour distance, you know?
Yeah.
And then he starts tapping on his brakes, like almost brake checking me. So I fall back a little bit, and then he turns on his lights. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so he pulls over, and then I keep going. I turn into the parking lot of the gym, and when I'm passing him, he shuts off his lights, and then he turns them back on after I finish passing him.
Yeah.
And then he pulls in the gym behind me. So I'm parked in the gym parking lot.
Yeah, trying to embarrass you.
And then this motherfucker comes up behind me. He's like, why are you driving like that? And I'm like,
why are you driving like that?
I said, me? Officer, you're the one driving like shit right now. And then he's like, well, I'm driving like that. I'm driving slow because this area is known for high criminal activity. You are aware that this area has a lot of criminal activity. And I look at him like, are you going to write the fucking ticket or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he's like, oh, license and registration. No, no. That, which is super out of protocol. He should have walked up and said, do you know the reason why I pulled you over today?
Exactly.
Not, why are you driving like that?
Yeah.
Like, dude, what the fuck ever. So, give him my information. He walks back to his car, comes up to me, and he's like, you got your contacts in? And I'm like, yeah, I got my fucking contacts in. And then he walks over back to his car. I'm like, oh, he's just looking for an excuse at this point.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he was checking to make sure I was wearing my glasses.
It's
or contact.
They're all escalation techniques.
Yeah.
They're like, them, not de-escalation, escalation.
He's just looking for something, because I'm not, he was expecting me to just be like, yes, officer, oh yes, let me suck
either
your dick.
That or, either that or be super shitty back. Like, even aggressively, where he's going to be like, calm down. Why are you raising your voice? Are you being, it's escalation.
What he wanted was
you
to come.
You be stern.
He wanted to come up to me, give me a spanking on the wrist,
yeah.
And then let me go with no ticket. That's what he wanted. He just wanted to fucking flex on me for no reason.
I know, it's weird.
I'm getting flexed on left and right.
I'm, like, you feel it, but that's what I'm saying. I've been, because I'm hyper retarded. I'm very retarded. But I felt like that my whole life here. Like, this is a weird thing in this town. But how to de-escalate it so you don't get mad is to just call it out. Yeah. I'm like, bro, be like, okay, officer, do you feel good? Like, or do you, does your chest feel good? Do you feel like a real good, smooth detective?
That's
like
basically what I did at the end.
Yeah, make them feel retarded for puffing their chest out. Like, bro, calm down, dog. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird,
so
dog.
So he comes back, like, after 20 minutes, because another car comes up, another cop car, and they're all... They're
exactly
all,
for what?
It was because he was in the car. The original cop was in the car with a female officer, and I'm pretty sure he was trying to biggest bird me. Yeah. He's trying to biggest bird me.
Exactly. It's very weird here. This is like a weird town. It's not much. It's like that stupid machismo Mexican bullshit.
He was
but it's
Mexican
some
too.
Other white bullshit of. It's like this weird. I don't know what it is here in this town. It's like everyone wants to be a cowboy.
Yeah.
So even if you drive past someone quickly, they get shitty about it here. You kind of drove past my car. Okay, dude, in LA, none of that shit matters because everything's so quick and there's so many fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, this is just some weird small town hick bullshit here, dog. This literally start. That's something like. Smirk at it and call it out. Do you like? Do you feel like a big man?
Yeah.
Like, do you like for real?
Yeah. He. So he finishes
detective.
He finishes writing up the ticket. Comes up to me. He's like, "So this is not a mission." No, he doesn't say that. He's like, "I need you to sign this." And I'm looking. I'm like, "So I'm getting a ticket right now because you drive like shit."
And yeah. He's like, "You explain it to them like that."
Yeah, I did. I was like, "He's like, yeah, you got to sign this. Your court date's gonna be the 24th." Of March, and I'm like, so let me get this right, because you drive like shit, I'm getting a ticket. And he's like, I need your signature right here. And I'm like, I sign him, like, here. He's like, have a good day, sir. I'm like, yeah.
No, so...
And then I walk into the gym, and everybody looking at me like I'm a goddamn criminal.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, it's defamation, some weird bullshit. But this is what I'm talking about next time. I don't want to... Because it's so dangerous with cops. But if you recorded that and took it in of like explaining, so let me get this straight. You drove slow and now you brake check me and now I'm getting a ticket.
Yeah.
And save that for the evidence for the court.
Well, when I go to court, I'm just going to be like, Your Honor.
Yeah, this cop brake checked me multiple times.
Like, Your Honor, have you ever heard of somebody getting a tailgating a police officer ticket? Who does that? Nobody does that.
And then explain that like take a picture of the sign, like literally be like, don't have it on your phone, but have it on like digital paper, like print it out. This is the 20, he's going 10 miles an hour, brake checking me and now giving me a ticket.
Yeah.
Is this, and literally look at the jury and be like, is this responsible?
I don't think it goes to a jury.
It's like up to like the lawyers in that weird situation. If this
it's up
fucking,
to the judge.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You have proven, but like this is wrong. Like this is fucking retarded.
Yeah,
and explain that, and then again, fight it again.
Oh yeah,
yeah, fight again.
Well, no, the first time you go to court is either guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
Yeah, I'm gonna say not guilty, and then they make you pay the fucking money, like you're guilty. It's the same. You have to pay the exact same amount of money, and that they hold it until you win the case.
Yeah,
it's fucking bullshit.
This
dude.
Guy, that's why I'm like, I do the of being extremely unrememberable of like. Okay, if that did I do anything? I don't need like of that. I don't need the speech. I shut it down. Like I don't need the speech.
I said, don't need the speech. Are you gonna give me the fucking ticket or
I
not?
I don't really need the speech, sir. Like I don't need you to tell me how to live. Like exactly. Yeah. But they're gonna escalate, and like I don't need you to escalate that. I'm not doing anything to escalate anything. Give me my ticket so I can go on my way.
Yeah.
I've watched so many of these videos, literally that, because that's what they're trying to raise you up.
Yeah.
The minute you cuss or. Go past a certain pitch of your voice, they literally put their hand on their shit.
Oh, he like, had his hand on his shit.
Exactly,
the whole time.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
Why I had my hands on the You're, wheel.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, you know better.
He, like, yeah, he asked me for my information. I'm like, okay, officer, I'm going to reach into my glove box.
Yeah, exactly. Then, that's what they want it to go as far as it can go. Yeah. And they will put 3 or 4 fucking bullets in you.
Yep.
If they literally thought you grabbed your phone, your cell phone, bro. Like, bullshit. That's crazy, man. That's shitty that happened to you, man.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. Now I gotta miss 2 days of work.
Yeah, fight it to the very end. I'm like, this is literally of that. This officer was brake checking me while I'm going down a 25 mile an hour road. He's going 10 and accusing me of what? Of what? Be like that, of what?
Yeah.
Accusing me of what? I want to hear it.
He was looking for criminal activity, and he saw my black ass on the road.
Yeah, just be like that, because it's literally the truth. That's shitty that they're trying to do that in front of people.
I'm pretty sure it was only because he had that bitch in the car with
him. Yeah, it's so dumb shit. And
yeah.
He either wanted, you were like,
he wanted me to suck his dick.
You were, no, you're the perfect, like, because you're not a thug. You're like, he was either going to go really aggressive or, like you said, you're going to be like, oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. Sorry, next time I won't do that, please. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, because you're, dude, exactly.
Do better.
Exactly. Tell him, embarrass him like that. Officer, thank you, detective. Yeah. Hopefully do better next time, you fucking scumbag. Like, for real, like, call him scum. That's your scumbag.
He is a scum.
There's all these people that are getting caught left and right. Like, this fat guy was planning hundreds of like, meth on people in, like, rural Georgia. Yeah. The state trooper got caught. Multiple times. This is like, he had hundreds of arrests for drugs in the car. These are people losing their life, losing their kids, all kinds of shit. They're like broken. They can see they're like, bro, meth in the car. They're like broken. They're like, damn, how'd that happen? And this fucker was putting it in there, bro.
Damn.
That's so fucked up, bro. And he was like, Mr. Oh, I caught him again. Like, he was like getting the pat on his own back. Like, I'm the meth hunter around here.
Yeah,
like,
probably on meth.
That's what I'm saying. There's multiple ones of like home invasion cops where they walk in and this cop was tweaking out, his jaws all like,
oh,
crazy.
I saw that one. And the guy's like, you're gonna tell me he's not on drugs.
His eyes are all crazy.
I need a sergeant right here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That guy was all tweaking out. That shit's nuts,
that guy
bro.
That was fucking twacked out.
Yeah, that's fucked up. What's your next top, bro?
So I went to the grocery store.
Uh-oh.
Nigga.
Uh-oh, that retarded lady?
No, it wasn't. It was the same grocery store, but it wasn't about her. You got to think about the grocery store is like the watering pool
animals. Yeah, it's the YMCA, bro.
It brings lions. It brings deer. Everyone's got to drink the water.
Yeah.
I was in line. This old fucking weird looking man in front of me, dude. He was buying like five things of French vanilla creamer.
Oh, yeah.
And like cases of Hormel chili tamales.
I like that.
Nigga, I've never seen anybody buy one can of that, but he was buying them all. And then he was like, oh, you go in front of me. I'm like, nah, it's all right. I need deodorant and it's locked up.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I appreciate that. Well, yeah, no worries. And he's like, you know what the main ingredient in deodorant is?
Oh no.
And I'm like,
oh no.
I think it's like aluminum or some shit. And he's like, nah, it's alum. And he's like,
no.
You know what we used to do with alum back in the day? I'm like, no, please tell me.
Oh shit.
And he's like,
here we go.
The women, they would get their douche bags. They mix it with water and alum and squirt that shit up there. Makes it tight. Alum, like your pores on your armpit, it closes them up. It fucking shrinks them. And so they would fucking shake up some alum in their douchebags and have the tightest pussies ever. Whoa. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Damn. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, it's good shit. And I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Back in my day, we didn't have birth control. And he comes in real close. He's like, boy, I know the best recipe for a miscarriage. And I'm like,
yes! Dude, get that guy on the pod. Get that guy on the pod.
I know, right?
Yes. That's our demo.
I was like,
you should have handed him a Dumber Every Day pod right then and there. You need a business card that says dumbass.
I was certified, genuine, bona fide dumbass. I was like, oh, really? He's like, works every time.
Dude, I thought it was a bunch of iron. Well, you should have asked right then and there.
I didn't want to know.
Dude, what? That's I a good thing know. You want to know. That's a backwoods recipe for an abortion.
I've never heard of a recipe. I've never
you
heard
of never knew when you might need that information, bro. You like.
That's true.
Dude, you're like ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
I know. You guys don't ask me how I know this, but.
Take your side chick out to dinner. You're like, don't worry, babe. I got the recipe. We're eating good tonight.
Yeah, drink this concoction I made.
But yeah, I've never heard of a miscarriage being described as a recipe for it.
Yeah, bro.
That was wild, man.
Dude, I thought it was a lot of iron. Like, you put a lot of iron pills and start just, like, hella giving them a lot of iron.
I bet. It might work, or maybe makes the baby stronger.
Bro, I'm reading up.
Comes out like Wolverine.
Dude, you know it's only the fucking heartbeat, it starts at like, what was it? I took a quiz on it and I failed it bad.
Oh, we like, can look it up.
It's like 16 weeks, I think.
Or really? Like what's weeks. That? 2 months?
Yeah, it's just a body, a bunch of things, a bunch of cells.
Let's see. Ten weeks?
Yeah. Right after the nut. 10 weeks after the nut, and it goes in?
Yeah. All right, let's see. How?
It's just a bottle. It's just a bottle, bunch of cells together, bruh. And it just starts beating.
Yeah. How far along can you get an abortion? 77 days, 11 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So you got a week after it starts beating to get that shit.
You don't take the baby. Wait. 40 weeks is a real baby. 40 weeks, bruh.
What?
40 weeks is a baby.
That's 9 months?
Yeah, I think it's a full-term baby.
4 times 9. That's 36 weeks, dude.
What?
9 months is 36 weeks.
Yes, 40 weeks is a full-term baby.
It'd be a birth baby at that point.
What?
It would be birthed.
No, it's not. Babies stay in there for a good amount of time.
Stay in there for 9 months,
look up,
dude.
Look up full-term baby.
Gabe,
this
they stay...
This is why I failed this quiz.
Yeah, they stay in there for 9 months. Dude. That's 36 weeks.
Look it up. It's before 36 is a preemie baby.
What?
There's like a range of babies.
It's 9 months, dude.
Yeah, but sometimes it can cook longer. It's not good for it.
I think I got cooked a little long. I think, yeah, my mom said I was in there for 10 months.
Yes.
And I was overcooked.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not good. Look up full term. Just put
full term
baby. This is why I failed this quiz, bro.
Baby.
It was a
39 weeks.
I told you.
Damn. I didn't know that.
You fucking.
Well, I was a full-term baby, dog. Baby. I was a full-term and a half.
Fuck.
So, I got a couple more topics.
Go, jump in. I'm fucking getting all right. High over here.
This one's fucked up.
I like that.
This girl, she had a kid, and her dad, like, and the baby dad immediately scraped. And now the kid's getting big enough to, like, crawl and walk and shit. And she posted a... post on Instagram said the baby was trying to get out the door.
Oh, what?
And I was this close to commenting, he's just like his dad.
Damn.
Because she said he's trying to leave.
Fuck.
That would have been fucked up.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking they out the door, dog.
Yep.
What's your way to leave if you're going to leave?
Oh, me and Rob talked about this long time ago.
Is it the pack of smokes?
No.
I'm going for a pack of smokes.
It was,
you don't even smoke. I'll be back.
When me and Rob were living together, all I had was my motorcycle. And he was like, yeah, dude, what if Brenda fucking told you she was pregnant? And I was like, well, Rob, I'd hop on the bike. I'd turn on that one song with the saxophone. Where it's like, doo 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 doo.
You know what song? In the Heat of the Night song or whatever?
Yeah. And then just hop on the bike and just have that played and just go.
Dude, do you have a bug out bag ready to go?
No.
You should always keep one.
That's for criminals, Gabe.
I know. Isn't that fucked up?
Yes.
That's specifically a criminal item or way to look about life is like having a bag ready to jam out.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's got $30,000. How much money would you actually put in that bag? Like, what do you think would be the perfect amount?
At that,
it's your bug out bag.
If I'm bugging out already, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to just start stealing everything I can. I'm just gonna start stealing, robbing shit.
You gotta get far enough away first.
Dude, there's like a weird video on the internet of how to like, it's so hard to disappear now. Like, it's real, real difficult.
I bet. You can't even walk anywhere.
Yeah, it's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
You have to like rely on like public transportation.
Oh, hop on the Git bus. And dude, imagine the anxiety. You're just like, come on, waiting for the Git bus or the Greyhound.
You really only realistically can be in certain towns that are certain sizes. Because everything else is either too big or too small that you would get caught up in. Bakersfield's perfect to hide out in.
Yeah. Like, but think about this. You're waiting on the Greyhound to pick you up before you fucking get... So you can get out of the town that you need to get out of and you're just sitting there.
Dude, did you ever watch Better Call Saul? That was what he was waiting for the whole time.
Yeah.
Those weird black and white scenes were like so tense because he's just waiting for someone to catch on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, fuck. He's like, remember he told Walt, he's like... He's like, the best thing you'd ever be. He's like, you're going to be a fucking, some mid-manager and fucking managing a car wash in Minnesota. Yeah. Like, the ultimate cover is just being like a normal dude working at an Arby's in the mall. And even then he got, they're like,
yeah, saw, yeah. He's like,
do I know you from somewhere?
Yeah.
Don't I know you? And they're like, I just want to hear you say it. And then he fucking got caught, but then he's got found out.
Yeah.
And you're on the run again, dude. That's fucked up, dog. You can live on the run. You wouldn't want to be like that.
Fuck no. I would just go to a different country. Start a new life.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Where was the one? There's like a good one to go to that doesn't extradite and it's like super cheap. It's like Paraguay or some shit.
Sweden?
Nah, European, you'd get caught by Interpol. You need to go south of the border, bro.
Brazil, dude. Go get stabbed in Brazil somewhere.
My uncle got in touch with my mom recently, so he said he has a bunch of land in Mexico.
Nice.
That he wants to go start building houses and shit on.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, there's like a river that runs through it, all kinds of
shit.
Oh,
sick.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like a real like jungle. I want to go build shit.
Dude, you can fucking put not a dam, but like a smaller version to get power from the river.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, all kinds of, he owns a bunch of land over here on Edison out there. And he wants me to come build fences with them all summer. I'm like, all right, I'm not doing shit, dog.
That'd be cool.
Like hundreds of miles of fence.
Nice. That'd be cool. Dude on dirt bikes.
He has big tractors and shit. I'm like, all right, dog. No, go for it.
So I went to the movies last night.
Oh, I want to know what you saw.
Megan. There's no good movies.
Yeah, there's not.
There's no good movies, but we watched Megan. The movie was okay. I called it in 10 minutes.
It's Chucky.
Kind of, but I called how it was gonna end as soon as I saw the way it ended, like the thing that was gonna end it, I was like, they're gonna use that. they're gonna use that right there. And but the thing was, it's not even about the movie. We were walking in, we got our popcorn, and then we're walking towards the theater, and then there's big commotion. Uh-oh. And there's this fat black lady like yelling, and she's like, fuck that shit. Fuck this place. This place is fucking terrible. Fuck you. Get out of my face. Call the cops. Call Maya.
Oh, shit.
She's like, call the cops. I don't give a fuck. I'm out. And then her family was with her, too. And then there's this little Mexican lady like yelling at her. She's like, you fucking ghetto piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to fucking not sit in my seat that I paid for. Fuck you. Call the cops. Call the cops. And then we keep walking. And there's this Mexican guy. Blood. Gushing out of his eye.
Dude,
it was like, why is he bleeding? Like, dude, it was so much blood just running out of his eye, down his face. And that's, I was like, up. Whoa.
Yeah, that's people don't know how much blood loss, like, you can really pass out. That's like, you're gonna pass out from that shit. You're gonna die.
Yeah, and so he's sitting there holding up the wall, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. So we're watching the movie. I go out to get some more popcorn, and I ask this lady, I'm like, this worker there, I'm like, hey, so what happened earlier? She's like, I don't know. I wasn't over there. And I'm like, oh, you don't know nothing about nothing, huh? She's like, yep. And I'm walking back, and there's this Mexican guy that was over there the whole time. And he was supposed to be scanning the tickets. Never got my fucking ticket scanned. I could have stole that movie.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, so what happened earlier? And he's like, well, there was a commotion. And I'm like, well, yeah, I saw that guy was bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, apparently some lady was sitting in a seat and he asked her to move and she just went off on him.
Oh, the black lady.
The black lady beat the shit out of this Mexican man.
What? That's, man.
Sad. Like, that would have hurt my pride to get my ass beat in front of my wife like that.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I would have grabbed that bitch by the neck, dude.
I know. That's fucked up. You're in a lose-lose situation.
No, you're not. You could have totally won. You beat the shit out of that lady?
Damn.
That is a win.
I think her family would jump and beat on you.
Fight the fucking family, man.
I'm
not gonna let that lady leave me leaking like that,
dude. This is the bitch shit that I've realized is it's so valuable now, though, because any confrontation, I don't want to get in a physical fight anymore because I'm gonna get stabbed or beaten like that.
Oh, did you see that video I sent you?
Which one?
The Instagram one where that guy goes to pull jujitsu and the guy pulls out a giant knife and just stabs the shit out of him.
Oh, no.
You haven't watched any of those Instagram videos, have you?
I didn't watch the last one, but I watched the other ones.
Oh, well, that was one of them.
Fuck, man.
Dude, he pulled out a giant knife and just was like,
yeah.
Quink!
Yeah.
Because the guy was getting him in an arm bar.
Yeah.
He reached over and just tap, tap,
Like, yeah. The knife was like this long, dude.
Yeah, it's, everyone has a knife now.
Yeah.
Either, that's what I'm assuming now at all times. They either have a gun on them or a knife.
Yeah.
Especially in Bakersfield. And I'm not getting, quote unquote, poked. I'm not, that shit's fucked.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not fucked up because I've seen so many of how easy, dude, a poke right here with a fucking anything.
Yeah.
Like a paperclip right here, it doesn't matter. You're gonna bleed out. You can't stop it.
Well, a paperclip, they have to hit the artery.
Well, that artery's big, bro.
I know.
This thing is big. That's
it's easy. Like probably it's smaller than a roll of quarters.
But I keep going back to that one movie. They took the Bic razor, like a two blade razor blade of like a Bic razor. That one little thing, that's all he needed, and he just held it like this.
Well, he sliced, dude. That's different.
Even that's enough. You're gonna die. There's no way a ambulance can get you to the fucking hospital in 16 minutes.
That's why you're gonna cauterize the wound, man.
I mean, that's extreme as fuck. But
you're in an extreme situation.
Okay, so this is now why I'm going back to bitch shit. I realize jujitsu ain't nothing's gonna work in a thing now, altercation, except getting the fuck away. So now my two options are this. Which is so gay and so bitchy, but I've seen so many videos of if it works. Bro, pepper spray and running someone over with your car. And that's it. That's like if someone gets out of your car for road rage, you better book it. Like if you see them, any type of cut, you run them over and hit the door.
Oh, yeah.
And go as fast away from them as possible. Like literally duck and run them over.
Yeah, if they're getting out of the car, they probably have a gun.
Yeah, don't road rage is. I'm done with road rage. I'm gonna run someone over now. I'm literally don't.
Give I'm a done fuck. With run road yeah. rage. I'll just run them over.
No, because that's what I'm saying. Even that one that remember that I got into a bad road rage. I got my car like quote unquote like scratched really bad with a knife.
Yeah,
but even that
you should have hit his ass.
I literally screamed. I literally yelled that. Not screamed. I yelled that. I'm like, bro, I will run you over as loud as he possibly could.
Uh-huh.
He literally, like, I saw the flashlight.
You saw the gears turning.
Yeah, because I started going toward him, and that's when he literally jumped to the side, and that's all he could do.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious because I had a big lock, so I rolled down my window. This is the last thing I could do because he was outside of his car, and I threw my lock at the car to do one more dink, and then I just booked it. But that fool chased me for miles and miles and miles and miles, and that was all unnecessary.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in general, I could have legitimately run his ass over and not... had any kind of there was repercussions.
Yeah,
but fucking,
you still be alive though.
Yeah, he had a knife in his hand.
Yeah,
I have a fucking car in my hand. That's what I'm saying. In pepper spray too, that shuts
again,
down.
If you went to jail, man,
exactly,
you'd have some street cred,
dude. No,
you'd have an
excuse. You'd have
an excuse.
No, but
yeah, I just got out of jail. Oh my god,
sopping wet.
If you walk straight out of jail and went to your first class, like, yeah, I don't have a gonna borrow a paper. I just got out of jail.
Yeah. Instead of it was nice to get to know you today. Oh my god, that cringe ass fucking text.
Yeah,
man.
You're in there for a week. You get a tattoo.
Yeah, dude, fuck yeah, I would. Hell yeah. But dude, pepper spray shuts down aggression real fast.
No shit.
That goes immediately 180 to like it's clear. It will clear out a room, bruh.
My eyes.
This is the thing. I'm gonna be sadistic about it. I'm emptying that bottle, bro.
Damn.
If I'm getting it, I'm gonna follow them as they're screaming until I get that whole bottle out in their mouth everywhere I can.
You can
on
kill
face.
Somebody with that.
I don't. That's exact. I'm gonna spray it till the bottle's empty. I'm going as far as I can go.
And then go get him some milk.
No, I'm gonna just leave. I'm gonna be like, hey, I got in a dangerous situation. I pepper sprayed the shit out of someone.
True.
Over there.
This is California, though, man. You're going to be going to jail for protecting yourself.
Exactly. That's so shitty, though. But I didn't kill anybody. I mean, they might die.
They might die. They could choke to death.
They're most likely going to be in a lot of... And you know what's weird about that situation, though? They're never going to get in an aggressive situation after that again.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, they're going to be like... I don't want none of that no more ever again.
I don't think so. Aggressive people stay aggressive.
I mean, that's just a pure psychopath. Dude, have you seen two videos this week of some straight up psychopath bullshit? A big ass, green mile ass, autistic ass motherfucker beat the living Jesus out of this retard Wrangler girl. She took away his Switch. And this fool wailed on this bitch.
No.
Like crazy. Can we bring it up?
All right.
Let's take a pot. I want some water.
What is this on, World Star? Well, we only have like 6 minutes. We can get into it in the page.
True. Fucking, he like, bro, not only he like defensive tackled her as like Superman punch, Falcon punch.
Damn.
As hard as he could. She goes flying from the punch. She's already out. And then he just starts wailing on her back like Donkey Kong.
Damn.
As hard as much as he possibly can on her head. There's some ROTC fucking jackass. Everyone's like walking, watching this girl get pummeled, walking up to do the slowest pull him off of her ever. He's just like going to town on
her. Maybe she was a bitch. Maybe she, like, they're like, hit her said, one more
everyone
time.
Everyone said they're like, that was the slowest reaction to this green mile ass nigga.
Yeah.
Like, cause this dude's in a full ass army gear. He's like the slowest one to walk up and pull him off finally. This guy's humongous. This girl's small as fuck. Anyways, as they're pulling him off, he's still kicking with his heel down, trying to stomp this bitch out, dog.
Damn.
He's trying to end her life, bro. Like, he fucking... She took a switch away. She had, like, in her hand, walking away, and just full... Like that. Like, on Get Out.
That was the final straw, man.
Dude, he beat the
fuck
out
of her. Dude, she obviously sucked.
Dude, this is, like, a thing about teachers, like, national news of, like, we ain't done. We ain't cool with this anymore. We're getting pummeled and beaten up every day. Like, these fools have no respect for life. He was trying to end this bitch, hitting her kidneys and stomping her shit as they're pulling his big ass off. They're like, god damn.
Are they feeding this monster?
Yeah, this sad. They're like, this fool. They're like, hired for the fucking Eagles, dog. Like, the fuck? He was like, ooh, he fucking took her ass down. Anyway, and then fucking after that, another video like 2 days ago. This is some in the fucking line bullshit. Like, you're at like in a shopping, like waiting for to check out.
Yeah.
This girl kept bumping this dude with a cart. Like, because everyone's too close together.
Yeah.
Two bumps. Took two bumps. This fool walks 5 feet away, and Hulk grabs another cart.
No shit.
Like sideways, right?
He
lifts it up on the side and uses his knee to lift it up over his head, and then walks back and throws it onto this bitch's head. And she's, like, not even paying attention. She's on the phone.
Yeah.
Bumped him twice. He's, like, looked around. Saw that empty cart.
Damn.
Walks over. Hulk grabs it and just boom. And she just fucking... And she is ragdoll dead. Like, not dead.
Does he get back in line?
Oh, yeah. He got back in line and bought his shit. Everyone nice. Else is blown away by how... What they just saw. They're all helping this girl on the ground with her neck all... Like, trying to put a like a fucking sweater under her neck. There's all kinds of people rushing in. And this guy's just back in line about to check out and get the fuck out of there, dog.
Nice!
Yeah! Hell he's like, yeah. Two bumps, bitch! Two?
Yeah, you know, one first you get away with. The second one's just disrespect.
This guy was in, like, a former felon, all kinds of crazy shit, has attempted murder charges, all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, there's another one right there.
Yeah, dude! He literally, like, they're like, damn, you donkey carted that card on this bitch. Literally, all the weight, just on her dome. Boom. You can see her neck, like, fly back, dude. It's crazy, fuck. Dog. But that's what's out there right now. People, don't try... you're getting there. You almost fucking... You know what I mean, dog?
Yeah, I almost got murdered by police, and niggas be coming at us, Gabe.
Damn, dog.
I don't know why.
I know, dude. They're trying to biggest bird you, bruh. It's because they know
probably because I'm so fucking swole
it's
now.
It's the six-pack coming. They're like, this guy's light skin. He's over 6 feet. They're like, he's a threat to his wife's innards, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. You're talking about that 1-2. You're talking about storming the trenches, boy. You're talking... You talk about making the beast with two bags.
Fuck.
You talk about bumping uglies, boy.
Dude, there's some fucking... I want to bump some uglies, bro. I'm trying to bump some normal torsos.
Normal torsos.
Jeez.
Something you can pick up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn it. We'll see how it goes, though. We'll get it back. We're going to go for round two.
There you go.
Tyson Fury, bro.
You ready for Creed 3?
No, cause I'm now onto this theory that Michael B. Jordan gay as fuck.
I know
he a homosexual.
Yeah,
literally, this fool is the black Chris Pratt.
I want to see you say it to his face, Gabe.
But he's soft. That's what I mean. He's soft as shit. He's soft as baby shit.
Damn, you heard it here first, folks.
I bet he would.
Michael B. Jordan solved his baby shit.
He would know the type of cream to fix my, like, red spots on my face, like, type of shit.
Oh, he's got people for that.
That's what I'm... No, he does it himself.
Yeah.
He's like...
He's just waiting for that one role where he has to be a gay guy.
Exactly. Like, they're going to be like,
I just fell into place there.
No, they're going to try to make it like a strong black man, like a move, like he's such a strong black man for being a gay faggot in that movie.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's so brave for taking to the ass. They're like, no, all the girls, no, he was the giver. They wouldn't accept that shit.
They'd be like, he's so in tune with his emotions.
Nah, that shit doesn't cross like still. There's that. We haven't crossed that yet in what? Society. Mexican and black girls don't do, like, buy shit. They're like, nah.
No, they don't fuck with gay niggas. Yeah, they're like, got the virus, dog.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, nah, we don't, like a real hood bitch or whatever. They're like, nah, we don't fuck that. Buy shit, you got AIDS.
Yeah, they don't fuck with that. Even black guys, they don't play that gay shit, boy. Don't play that gay shit.
That's why I don't even take their shoes off during sex, dog. Nope. You got the whole Nikes
on. How else are you going to stand on her head?
Yeah. That's what her dad
was afraid of.
Yeah, his whole life.
Oh, yeah.
He paid for the cheerleading lessons. Little did
he know that they taught her how to twerk in those cheerleading lessons.
You know, it was probably one or two too many Will Smith movies, and then she got the taste. She's like, you know what? There's some different type of guys out there. And then one Nelly song is over, dog. One Nelly song?
If you want to go take a ride.
It's done, dog.
I would like to take a ride with that man.
He's so smooth and chocolatey. Did some girl tell you that?
What?
Did some girl call you chocolatey one time and you ain't dark, dog?
I'm milk chocolate, boy. You got that fucking easy on the mouth, you know what I'm saying?
That was that one chick we used to work with back in the day. Who? Blanca. Blanquita.
She called me that?
Yeah, dog.
I don't remember that. That was a long time ago, Gabe.
See, my autistic memory is in the file, dog.
All right, well, anything you want to tell the people before we go?
Check if you have ADHD, you fucking tards.
Get tested.
You know what's sad? I can go get diagnosed and get all the disability shit.
For having ADHD,
my sister says you can go get like all kinds of shit for it.
Well, that's plan.
That's, yeah, I don't want to.
That's plan W.
But you can. They like give you an extra hour to take your test and shit like at school.
Oh, nice.
Like, SSE, all kinds of shit like that. She's like, if you want to go that route, I'm fully fucking retarded. I need all the time.
Yeah, you never go full retard.
Go full Brandon, dog.
Yeah. Anything else I tell people?
We going to war soon, probably.
Hell yeah.
Support Ukraine.
There we go.
Yeah. We're fighting for democracy over there, dog.
Hell yeah. All right, everybody, check us out on the page. We're going to be talking about some more jive shit. Follow me on all socials at Yajimobi. And as always,
touch
yourself. Other people.